Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to Bridge the Atlantic's interviews, where we get to know the people behind and in front of the creative industries. We're your hosts, music web designer Ross Barber-Smith from Scotland, owner of Electric Kiwi, where we create awesome custom websites for bands, artists and musicians. You can follow me on Twitter, Instagram and Facebook as Electric Kiwi.
And I'm singer-songwriter and multi-instrumentalist Marcin Avelli from Canada, a man who wears many hats literally and figuratively. When I'm not releasing music under my own name or my side project Midnight Soundtrack, I'm producing and mixing records for other artists or directing and editing music videos and music documentaries. You can follow me on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook as my name, Marcio Novelli.
Our new shirts have arrived, which you've probably noticed because we wear them all the time. They're available to purchase on our website. There's a link to it in our show notes, so go and get them.
Ross is not kidding. Do you shower in it? And then you sleep in it. You swim in it. And I'm not going to say what else he does in it.
Hates Marcio while wearing it? Yes.
Wow. True. Did you just drop the H word? Hate? Wow. That's a strong word. That's a strong word. I feel special. You used it on me. I kind of feel special. Speaking of those new shirts, and if you want to be as weird as Ross and as cool as me, you can get a 10% off by entering BTA Rocks during checkout. There was a previous interview we did where I couldn't think of the word checkout. I said something about shopping, and then Ross was like, "You're an idiot." It's
and then
checkout.
I bought Marcio a dictionary.
Okay. You think you're funny, jerk.
Anyway, enough about us, because I'm sure you're bored of hearing about us by now. Joining us this week is Philip Ryan Block out of Illinois, founder of Independent Ear. Independent Ear form the team of management, recording, branding, and booking that pushes the hardest working artists ahead to their full journey's end.
Independent Ear is built on the pillars of cooperation, motivation, inspiration, and community, and Ryan himself is a true example of what can be achieved through collaboration, relationship building, and perseverance. We're excited to chat with him about his work with Independent Ear and the advice he'd offer to musicians and fellow music industry professionals. So, welcome to the show. I never know if to say Philip or Ryan, or Ryan Philip, or Philip Ryan.
Not Ryan Philip. The names are in the wrong order then.
It's, I know, Philip, but it's Ryan. Kind of cool.
Yeah, there we go.
Ryan's still saying the words.
It's still saying the words wrong order. It actually, that confuses a lot of people when I decided to call myself as my middle name as opposed to my first name. My parents still get angry at me, and my dad, in his infinite level of sarcasm, decided to say, when my wife and I sent out our wedding invitations, "Who's Ryan?"
just trying to get under your skin, right? He knows what to do.
Every chance he gets, yep.
That's what we're here for. That's what dad's here for.
That's what family does, yeah. I know that. Father life.
That's right. You know it, man. You're dad, too. So Ross, should we just get awkward right off the bat? Cause that's what we do.
Yeah. You know, I mean, you've seen the show before. You kind of know the drill.
I prepped yesterday.
Oh, you did?
I watched like five or six episodes back to back to back to back.
And what did that teach you about the show?
Absolutely nothing other than what I already knew.
Exactly. We're at least are consistently inconsistent or inconsistently consistent.
I mean, one, I had to reacquaint myself because I watched when you guys first launched, and then my life got hectic and busy, and I didn't get a chance to watch a lot.
Oh, God. Between I'm so sorry you watched the first few.
I know, right? Like, the Tyler Hill one was
You can't
was
say it's
on.
Bad. We can say it's bad.
I wasn't saying it was bad. I was just concurring with your statement.
Ross was. He was thinking it.
But no, it was fun to just kind of get caught up with what you guys have been working on, because I know I've been busy with everything happening in my existence and haven't really had a chance to catch up on your guys' content outside of the Music Launch Summit. So,
well, you know what? We want to get awkward. So tell us three things about yourself that everyone should know.
Oh man, I see, that's the question that I prepped for or tried to prep for and couldn't. I'm the hardest working son of a bitch that I know. I challenge people to find...
How dare you call your mother that?
Well, she knows. I'm the hardest working person that I know, and I challenge other people to find to challenge me on that. Like, prove it to me that otherwise. Family always comes first. I do work hard, but I spend as much time with them as possible. And I would not be having this conversation with you guys today if it wasn't for my awesome wife. Like, she backs me in all of my crazy antics. She is the sane to my crazy in a lot of ways. And there's a lot of
police. And as you say that, I hear cop cars going on. So is she keeping them at bay right now?
Apparently, they're not coming for me.
Making sure that they keep going?
Yeah, apparently. But, no, I mean, it's been a very fun journey so far, and I'm really excited for what these next couple of years have in store.
That's great.
I was just saying, I think we've been following each other online for a while. And yeah, it's been great to kind of see how things have moved on and grown for you, and even just in the past year, because I think it was probably about a year ago. Actually, my Skype history told me that it was October last year that we first spoke, or when we first spoke on a call. And I already see that so much has changed. And that's actually something we're going to get to shortly. But first, I kind of want to talk a little bit about Independent Ears' motto, which is We Burn a Path, and your foundations, which are cooperation, motivation, inspiration, and community. Community is something that we talk about quite a lot on this show. So I kind of like to dive into that first, and just find out from you how important you think it is to have a community around you, and how can artists and other industry professionals build a community around themselves that are going to help, you know, everyone succeed?
It's honestly, I think it's the 100% most critical thing to have. Because if you don't have community, it's impossible to build. Or at least it's not, it's to build something with importance. Anyways, I saw from a very early on time in this business that there was a very lacking sense of community. And I come from an area where we have a great music community, but it's fragmented. And I'm trying to unite the different ends of it together as much as possible. And then within what I've done with Independent Ear, I just like making friends in this business. Like, nobody can do it on their own. I don't care how good you are. You can't do it on your own. It takes a team. It takes a community to make an organization really, truly strong.
I definitely agree with that 100%.
No, I mean, it's got to be the most critical thing to have, especially if you're a growing artist or growing organization in this industry particularly.
Well, yeah, I think that's important. I mean, as an artist that's been doing everything myself for as long as I can think of, there comes a point where you just have to start bringing other people in, which is where I've been for the last little while. You have to, and you gotta start building your team. You don't want to rush into it. You don't want to waste your time. We also want to pick the right people that you click with. And there might be like 20 people that are all great, but you know, not all great for you, and you're not great
exactly
for them, you know? So, you know, being on that train of thought, you know, it's often said in the music industry, it's who you know, right? But it's also about, I think, putting yourself in a position where you can meet those people. So like,
exactly,
how have you built the relationships which have helped you succeed in the industry?
I talk to people. I get to ask that question a lot, and it's like the simple answer is I strive to create relationships with people, because that is a lacking thing in this industry, especially. And I don't know, those relationships and focusing on relationship building and letting everything else kind of fall as it will is kind of just the byproduct of it. That's the easiest way to explain that answer without going into depth, and this becomes a 3-hour long interview.
We used to have almost 3-hour long interviews, speaking of the early days.
I've watched them.
Yeah, then we realized, you know, 20 to 30 minutes is a little bit more digestible, and you end up getting more quality out of it.
Yeah.
This whole interview has been self-aware, hasn't it? This whole interview has been about the interview.
Wow! Yeah.
A dream within a dream. My favorite.
It's like some kind of Black Mirror episode. feel that's what's happening here.
Well, let's talk a little bit more about Independent Ear.
So everybody's watching who watches this probably hasn't seen the really cool news, but I know you guys have. Just within the last couple of weeks from when this is being recorded, we partnered up with the ILS Group, which is a direct subsidiary and partner to Universal Music Group and Caroline Distribution. And that, for me, is probably the biggest win of my career so far, because it automatically brings validation to what we're doing. I've gotten a lot of messages since I made that post about, well, what does this exactly mean? And for me, it allows what I've built to now be packageable, for lack of a better sense, because I'm seeking investorship and seeking partners who can really help financially elevate what we're doing to the next level. It's always been about creating relationships with me. I got that a lot in my prior existences, business, being an investment consultant, growing, helping corporations and individuals kind of grow their future, and taking a lot of that same mentality and putting it to the music business.
Well, you know, your label has a very diverse roster. And we've also spoken before, you too. You actually, you've told me before that your label's not like a real, sorry, that's not the term. You've told me before your label's different than your regular label, right? So, you know, do you find one that your roster, it's one example how it's not your typical label. Do you find that there is a positive or negative having a diverse roster? You know, because sometimes people like to know what they're going to get from a label, but also it's great to know a label is just, you know, supporting music that's good, or that they find that has some right. merit and that's good. Do you see the positive or negative? And can you tell us how a diverse roster can be an advantage to today's music industry?
For me, I see it as a positive. I know a lot of people, I've lost friends because I won't stick to one segment of the music industry. And people are like, I can't do this. Like, I don't want to work with you unless you change. I'm like, I'm sorry, but I'm not going to work with you because you want me to change. Like, I'm doing this for me and my artists and really nobody else. And I love diversity in music. I think that's what makes music as impactful as it is. And if you don't have diversity, like, what the fucking hell is the point? And then as far as what we offer and what that could bring as far as create within the industry, it allows me to and my team to kind of reach out and create relationships first, as opposed to pushing product or pushing artists to a radio station or a record store or a distribution partner. Or
let's be really transparent, really clear here. So what does Independent Ear offer that other labels offer or that they don't offer? And, you know, and also this two-part question, how important is this partnership in the future of Independent Ear?
Sure. As far as what we offer, I mean, what we offer really doesn't differentiate. I mean, distribution, management, coaching, image consulting, product development. So from design to implementation of physical production, some publishing and licensing administration, and seeking out seek licensing, just the continuous hustle that this industry needs, radio campaigns, publicity, not in-house, but we have strategic partners in various genres for publicity's sake. And then as far as what this partnership is going to bring, in my opinion, and what I'm going to be striving for with this is I want to, within the next 24 months, really be able to make a lot of strategic investments within not only my artists, but within my community and within the industry. So such as getting into some vinyl manufacturing, being able to bring high tech to the industry in that regard, and a lot of quicker processes, because 25 weeks for vinyl is ridiculous. And then it's a lot of just content creation and having a strong platform to back it up. I mean, we have 28 releases so far scheduled for 2017. And that's a lot of releases. And every single one of them is going to be hit hard. with promotion, with our street team, which is in the midst of growing. I'm bringing that back to a resurgence.
That's great. I think that in 2016 and in the last few years, street teams have kind of died down. I remember a decade ago, I often use this band as an example just because I think they did everything right and it shows. 30 Seconds to Mars is a great mm-hmm. example of a street team. They this is over a decade ago, longer than that. They really had a ridiculous street team called the, and they still exist, the Echelon. I'm part of that. And, you know, it was just such a core and just roots buildup that, you know, has lasted. And it was about community. And that's why it wasn't just about promote the band. It was about community within they never used the word fan club. They use community. Like, they're smart. You know what I mean? It was about promoting it all together, growing together. You know what I mean? So that's what I think we're lacking a lot today. I want to get a little fun here. Are you ready for 20 questions?
I can be.
Oh, come on. That's not the attitude I want to hear from you, man.
Yes.
Are
yes,
you I ready am. For 20 questions?
Yes.
That's what I want to hear. Okay.
Yeah, come on.
Yeah.
Man, it keeps changing. Now it's like a wrestling match. The other day we were talking about how I need like my gold robe on and be like, are you ready for 20 questions? I don't know what the hell that was. Anyway.
Yeah, don't do that again.
Wow. Are you ready for 20 questions?
Oh my God, no.
I'll do it again and again and again.
This is going to be my nightmare, recurring nightmare.
Hey, Ross, turn that into a GIF.
No,
oh, I will.
No,
I,
he will not get a I hold will. Of that edit. It won't even oh, get to
that
him.
Will be, he won't that will get be a meme before you him. Know it.
It won't even get to him. Okay. Here we go. Are you ready for 20 questions?
Yes.
Coffee or tea?
Coffee.
Meat or veggies?
Meat.
Twitter or Facebook?
Facebook.
Instagram or Snapchat?
Both.
CD or vinyl?
Vinyl.
Hockey or football?
Hockey, only because the Bears are sucking right now.
Education or experience?
Experience.
Canada or Scotland?
Scotland.
Oh, you. Walking Dead or Game of Thrones?
Walking Dead.
Talent or attitude?
Both.
PlayStation or Xbox?
Xbox.
Family Guy or American Dad?
Neither.
Family Dad and American Guy. Paranormal Witness. Oh, sorry, not Paranormal. Paranormal State or Criminal Minds?
Ooh. Criminal Minds, only because it still is in existence and producing new content.
Batman or Superman?
Batman.
Michael Jackson? Or Ross's absolute favorite. This is who he listens to every day. He does a power grab in the mirror. He practices the poses. Michael Bolton.
He's doing it right now. Michael Jackson.
But Michael Bolton's a close second, right?
Always. In that question, he has to be.
Oh, God.
Yeah, true.
I don't know what that means. Are you gonna ask the next question, Ross? What's going on here?
Yeah, sorry. I just did.
He's really feeling this. Michael Bolton. He's like in the Michael Bolton zone.
Yeah.
The Bolt zone.
I was just going to say that you stole that from me.
Well, I didn't really steal it from you.
Do you know
just
what? That's why. That's what Michael Bolton's street team should be called, the Bolt Zone.
The Bolt Zone. It's yeah. so. It's the Michael. Are we ever going to get him on the show? Is he? Listen, Michael Bolton. We've been promoting you for Marcio, 2 years plus. We've been talking
you
about you for 2 years
him.
Plus. Come on our fucking show and tell.
You need
make
to tweet
us
him,
look
Marcio.
Like the assholes. I'm the one who always laughs at that question.
Now, but if you have Michael Bolton on the show, you can't ask him Michael Bolton or Michael Jackson.
No, we have to. No, that's
oh,
that's
we're a, going. We would. We would have we to ask him.
Because I want to know who he
tweet.
Plays.
Just tweet at him. You know, just
oh,
like we live in this space.
We
tweet
have,
at him.
He doesn't use Twitter though. It's his management team.
He does. No, well,
him.
He does tweet. I've seen him tweet some stuff himself. He
Michael
retweeted
Bolton.
Me once.
Hey, I did that very Snapchat. Aggressively and angry. Let's try this again. Michael Bolton, my friend, my dear Bolt. My mother, my dear mother, who is currently watching my youngest son so that I can do this interview right now. Oh, God bless her heart. Oh, she loved your music so much. She's listened to you for years, and I grew up listening to you, really. Ross apparently grew up with you, but I grew up listening to you. I did. You know, it would be very, very wonderful to have you on this show so I can interview you. That's a little bit softer, but nice. Maybe we'll actually export that as a separate little bit, and we'll share that with him. You know, Ross, maybe you have a few words to say to Michael Bolton to get him on the show?
Michael. I said I loved you, but I lied. I can't remember think of any more of your songs. I mean, when a man loves a woman like we all love you, It's something very magical. I don't really know. I've not practiced this. I wasn't ready for this, Marzio.
This comes from the heart. You can't practice truth.
This is all off script.
You can't practice truth.
How am I supposed to show Michael how I really feel when you're laughing at
me? Well, I don't know how we're supposed to live without him.
Well, yeah, true. Question.
Oh, yeah. Man, the puns, I love them.
Well, we're going to go the distance.
You know,
and we're gonna complete this 20 questions with or without Michael Bolton.
Yeah. Somehow, yeah. Some way, it will happen.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway. Okay. Bob Dylan or Bob Marley?
Dylan.
Celine Dion. I don't know why I'm saying... Oh, I guess she's French. Celine Dion or Marilyn Manson?
Marilyn Manson.
Whale or kale?
Whale, because I don't like kale.
Bette Midler. Oh.
Sorry. I've tried it in a multitude of different formats, but I can't do it.
Bette Midler or the Riddler?
The Riddler.
And the final question is... He knows what it is, and he already
you
knows
know
who's going to pick.
I know this one.
I just leave now, guys. So you guys just want to finish the interview together?
We don't, Marcio. You don't know. You don't know. You may have won him over in this interview.
No, I didn't win him over. If anything, I lost him. I had him before the interview. Last few times we talked, we're all bud. This time, I've bugged him too much about the red face he has right now, and you've been too hard on the Michael Bolton thing, and I don't know. I think I might have lost them.
Well, we're going to ask anyway. You know, question may be.
He might always make us a conjoined co-host.
Oh, I've already figured it out.
He might do that in some weird sexual...
He's prepped this
fantasy.
Bad boy. Okay, so we're going to ask you the question. For anyone who's watching or listening that doesn't know what the final question is, it is Ross, which is me, or Marcio, which is that guy over there.
Over there. My answer is Rossio.
Explain.
No, I still feel like that's more Ross because it has his wild, which is like EO at the end.
Well, either that or it's Moss, and that just doesn't work.
Moss?
No.
Moss? It's a real word.
Nah.
There's such thing as Moss.
But Rossio has a better sound to it, I think.
Yeah, I think you can actually go by Rossio. And welcome to Bridge Atlantic with Rossio and Marcio. Marcio and Rossio. It actually kind of works.
But then you get two mentions, kind of.
No, it just rhymes. Jeez. God, your ego is just, unbelievable. Okay, I'll take this as a win. I will take this as a win. I'm happy right now. I still might be getting like 1 to 5 to Ross here. Like, for every 5 Ross gets, I get 1. But that's okay. Let's move on. Before we wrap up here, Mr. Block, I want to know.
That sounded way too proper.
Before we wrap up here, Mr. Block, artists who want to get signed to a label, okay? What are some actionable steps they can take to get on the right path with Independent Ear?
Right steps to get on the path?
Yeah, they're not on the path. Yeah, they need to take the steps to get on the path. Then they can keep walking.
To get on the path, obviously, have product, have something that we can work with, whether it's a demo that you need to get in the studio for, have a social media following, an engaged social media following, be active as far as communicate with your fans, have human element to your music, and building your fan base. And don't be scared. I think fear knocks a lot of people down.
Fear of failure.
Fear of other people's reaction to failure.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I mean, as it relates to approaching me and my team, know your value or know what you're worth, not in monetary format. Like, I really don't give, if you come to me saying, hey, give me $500,000 to record this record, I'm going to tell you there's the door. But know what you can bring to the relationship because I know what I can bring.
It's a win-win. That's the thing we always talk about on the show, too. It's not just about... me, 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 what can you give us? Me, 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 me. It's about a relationship. It's like any other business. It is about a mutual relationship, how we, you know, everyone can win.
That's how I've gotten to be where I am. Like, I've fucked up. I've made mistakes. Like, I own every single one of them. And I move forward. And I say this a lot in business and dealing with some of my brand development clients. It's like, I give a shit when you're willing to show me your losses. everybody can brag about the win, but not everybody can is willing to talk about the loss. But you need the loss in order to appreciate the wins. And I've had a lot of losses and a lot of pretty good wins in my lifetime so far. But yeah, I guess that's that.
No, that's great.
And then once you're here, know and expect that I'm going to, or know that I'm going to expect you to work your ass off. Because the real work starts when you sign on the line.
Perfect. I love this, man. You're a matter of fact, I think. And it's just, I think that you're a nice guy, but you're not a nice guy that just talks bullshit, you know? I don't know what I'm saying. I think you know what I'm saying, though.
I know what you're saying.
That's great, man. Where can people find you online?
You can find Independent Ear, independentear.com. On that page, it has all of our social links. We're on Instagram under Independent Ear Official. Facebook, Independent Ear. YouTube, Independent Ear. You can find me and my personal brand, for lack of a better term. I'm on Facebook, Philip Ryan Block.
Perfect.
Snapchat, P Ryan Block. Twitter, P_Ryan Block. All the links you guys can probably
we'll put them on there.
But everywhere. Google me or Google Independent Ear and you can find everything.
Sounds great.
Yeah.
Cool. Awesome.
Awesome. And you can find us, as in our show, on Twitter, Facebook, iTunes, and YouTube. Don't forget to visit our website and pick up one of our shirts while you're there. We've got 7 different colors. You did. Yes, Ryan did. Okay, so a picture just fell off the wall. Never mind. Almost killed my dog, but we're okay. Alright, so I'm sporting black. Marcy was also sporting black today.
This
Ryan,
is not
you
planned.
Bought charcoal.
Yes, it has not, been, has not been arrived yet. You were awesome. Thanks for getting the shirt, and thanks for everyone who's gotten the shirt. And if you haven't gotten the shirt yet, get it! As for me, personally, aside from Bridge the Atlantic, my number one main thing is music, if you don't know. And I'm working on my second solo album, and you can be a part of it at marcinovelli.com/pledge. I've also got an acoustic EP coming out that I'm really excited about. It's called The Reimagining, and it, as you can imagine, reimagines some of my previously released material in it with acoustic, piano, strings. It's very, very, very pretty. Make sure to follow me on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and Spotify, which are all my name, Marcio Novelli. Come say hi.
Hi. And I'm working on OSS for various artists at the moment. You can check out my work and my blog at electrickiwi.co.uk. You'll find me on Twitter and Instagram as Electric Kiwi and Facebook, Electric Kiwi Design.
This episode was brought to you by a lot of people. Chris Keaton, Joe Centenary, The Rockstar Advocate, Buck Naked, Soap Comedy, 30 Roses, Wendy Donaldson, and Social Search. All amazing. You got to check them out. They truly do keep this show alive. So yeah, show them your support like they've showed us their support.
Yes, we love you all. And if you'd like to sponsor the show and receive a free t-shirt, visit patreon.com/bridgetheatlantic. Subscribe to us on iTunes and... iTunes?
That's the next bridge.
Copyright, trademark.
Make sure to subscribe to us on YouTube, iTunes, and iTunes coming soon so you don't miss any episodes. Leave us a comment and let us know what you think of the show.
Awesome. Thanks so much for coming on the show, Philip Ryan Block.
Thank you for having me, guys.
Thanks for listening to this week's episode of Bridge the Atlantic. If you like what you heard, please subscribe and leave a rating and review on iTunes.
You can also find us on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, so connect with us on there and let us know what you think of the show.
Thanks for being awesome, and we'll see you next week.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.